Two-tier justice, Soros-backed Minnesota prosecutor Mary Moriarty slammed for not filing charges against Tesla vandal. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 24, 2025. Soros-backed prosecutor Mary Moriarty is being blasted for deciding not to file criminal charges against an admitted Tesla vandal and Minnesota government staffer, who caused $20,000 in damages to vehicles built by Elon Musk last month. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty, who has financial ties to George Soros, is facing backlash for not charging 33-year-old Minnesota state government employee Dylan Brian Adams after he admitted to attacking six Tesla vehicles in a politically motivated vandalism spree last month. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says it will seek diversion over charges against Adams, a Minnesota Department of Human Services, DHS, data analyst, claiming its diversion approach helps to ensure the individual keeps their job and can pay restitution, according to a report by Fox News. When asked about Adams' employment status, the Minnesota DHS did not clarify, only telling the outlet, "We are reviewing the matter at this time," adding, "State employees are expected to follow our code of conduct and hold themselves to the highest ethical standards through their words and actions." The Soros-tied Minnesota prosecutor was blasted for her decision on social media. Moriarty has encouraged violence in Minnesota, even letting murderers and rapists off easy. Republican House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, declared, before calling the Hennepin County attorney a joke that prioritizes criminals over safety. Conservative podcast host Benny Johnson, meanwhile, wrote that Moriarty filed felony charges against a 19-year-old woman for allegedly keying her co-worker's car when just yesterday she refused to charge a Tim Walz staffer who did over $20,000 in damage to six Teslas. Two-tier justice, Johnson added. Insane, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty, who decided not to file charges against a MN state employee who keyed multiple Teslas, did file felony charges against a 19-year-old woman who reportedly keyed her co-worker's car, the popular X account Libs of TikTok echoed. Absolute hypocrisy, Libs of TikTok added. Two-tier justice, plain and simple, Town Hall columnist Dustin Grage proclaimed. No wonder why Minneapolis is turning into a SHT hole, conservative commentator Colin Rugg said. Police provided evidence of 33-year-old Dylan Brian Adams committing multiple felonies. However, Moriarty declined to charge him. This is completely bonkers. If McGaw was the criminal, they'd get years in jail. Two-tier justice again, another ex-user surmised. Social media users also took to the comment section of Moriarty's latest ex-post to slam the Hennepin County attorney. You may as well have keyed the Tesla yourself. Shameful. One ex-user exclaimed. Why did you file felony charges against a 19-year-old woman for allegedly keying her co-worker's car, but refused to charge the Tim staffer who did over $20,000 in damage to six Teslas? I mean, I know why. But I want to hear you say it, another demanded. The feds need to investigate Mary Moriarty, a third asserted. You're a disgrace, another said, while another ex-user simply wrote, hypocrite. As Breitbart News reported, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara also expressed dismay over the failure to charge Adams with what would have been multiple felony counts, telling CARE, "Our investigators are always frustrated when the cases they pour their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victims in these cases often feel the same." The Minneapolis Police Department did its job, O'Hara added. It identified and investigated a crime trend, identified and arrested a suspect, and presented a case file to the Hennepin County Attorney Office for consideration of charges. This case impacted at least six different victims and totaled over $20,000 in damages. The police chief noted, adding, any frustration related to the charging decision of the Hennepin County attorney should be directed solely at her office. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.